Senator Hillary Clinton hosted her first fundraiser as a member of the U.S. Senate last night. She's expected to be a big money raiser for the Democratic Party. She began by opening her new house in Washington, D.C. to help pay the debts of one of her fellow senators. NPR's Steve Inskeep reports.
Senator Maria Cantwell made millions working for a Seattle internet firm. She spent millions of her own money in her race for Senate and borrowed millions more. Now that her internet stock prices have collapsed, her fellow Democrats are hosting fundraisers to help pay her debts. Senator Clinton had a tent put up in her backyard and hired a catering service. A tuxedo-clad waiter named Michael Grigoriev carried hors d'oeuvres on a tray.
Lincoln feta cheese, these are shrimp. These are crab cakes.
Last night, cars began depositing guests in front of the red brick house. People stepped in through Mrs. Clinton's arched front doorway. Some of her neighbors watched from across the street. Jeanette Forsine is a researcher from Sweden.
Lots of black big cars with people that we don't recognize.
Some of Washington's savviest reporters and photographers watched as a black stretch limousine pulled up to the house and out stepped.
I have no clue.
I don't know, but I like your style.
Okay, it was definitely somebody willing to pay $1,000 to spend an evening with Senators Clinton, Tom Daschle, and other Democrats. 125 people donated a total of $125,000. One of the $1,000 checks came from Cantwell's fellow senator, Dianne Feinstein of California.
I think it's particularly hard when you're a woman and you work and you're able to get out there and really accumulate some of the world's goods, and then, you know, she put it all into her campaign and the stock dropped and she had calls, margin calls, and just devastated.
Some people were less sympathetic. Down at the corner, a few protesters waved signs, "Madam Hillary's House of Ill Repute" and "Turn Here for Disgrace Land." A conservative group has filed a complaint with federal election officials asking how Maria Cantwell got that big loan in the first place. But Wisconsin Senator Russ Feingold brought a check for Cantwell. He counted her as an ally in his recent battle to reform campaign laws. Feingold contends it was better to borrow than to use the huge corporate and union donations that he's trying to ban.
What she did in the campaign was courageous. She decided not to take soft money. She had a very tough race. She could have spent a lot more, and she didn't, and she still won.
The Democratic national chairman arrived here in a crisp blue suit with his wife on his arm. Terry McAuliffe was President Clinton's favorite fundraiser. He says he expects Senator Clinton will be raising money for other Democrats. After all, her $2 million house is great for entertaining. Last night's guests included Maryland Senator Barbara Mikulski.
Well, it's always nice to have a nice house. Enough room. You know, it's about the size of a rural community college in Maryland, so I enjoy myself.
Hillary Clinton's event was not the only fundraiser on this Washington street. Just a few doors down, a charity was holding an event in a house that was closer to the size of a four-year college. Some lawmakers went grazing from one event to the next. And then the speeches began in the Clintons' backyard. Amplified voices drifted over the trees. Out on the street, the uninvited guests strained to hear Senator Clinton. The event's host praised Senator Cantwell as an extraordinary success in the private sector and now a member of the evenly divided Senate. Later, Cantwell took the microphone and told her supporters that she was honored. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Washington.